You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So coming out the gate, we have a clip from MSNBC. That's a sort of centre-left broadcaster. Putting their view on Trump's speech.
Millions of people are going to watch tonight's State of the Union, which is shaping up to be a night of absurdist theater. Absurd because the White House says the president's address is going to be about bipartisanship, unity, compromise. They say it's going to be a night of comity, with a T. They really use that word. Absurd because literally, as the White House is telling reporters about how the president is going to rise above partisanship tonight, the president is tweeting about a human wall. Then he mocks Chuck Schumer. And of course, Festivus begins and he airs grievances about the midterms. Absurd because tonight's address was delayed because of an act of overt partisanship when the president himself decided to engineer a 35-day government shutdown over a border wall that he promised to his political base. Absurd because the backdrop of tonight's address is his threat to end-run Congress and declare a national emergency, which is dividing Republicans. We'll have more on that in a moment. The White House also says President Trump is going to call on Congress to reject the politics of resistance and retribution tonight. Well, that's a bit absurd because, well, have you been paying attention for the last 2 years, 4 years, 6 years? You get my drift. Absurd because Nancy Pelosi will be seated behind him tonight, a constant reminder of his failed midterm message that Pelosi was leading a party of crime-abetting arsonists. And absurd because the president is seemingly going to act like everything is normal, despite a cracked-up cabinet, despite his ongoing feud with the intel community, countless investigations into him, his staff, his campaign, his business, and even now his inauguration. Still, the White House says it's going to be a, quote, traditional State of the Union. How's that for comity with a T?
Yes, so that was MSNBC's, I think, Chuck Todd talking about the upcoming State of the Union. It was at the time that was about 3 hours before it went out. As you heard there, the big message was that it's a sort of absurd theatre. I think they said absurd about five or six times.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably the right way to handle Trump. Because it's like the Democrats and the left have sort of tried outrage. That hasn't worked.
Yeah.
So I think it's best instead to just emphasize that this is a sort of bizarre spectacle
Certainly.
That is going on. You heard them mention Pelosi. She's sort of gotten a bit of attention for the way she was clapping for Trump, which it just does seem like this is the sort of level of resistance now in America. It's not about really doing anything. It's about clapping in a funny way.
Yeah, it seems like most, and I picked this up as well, and a lot of the other coverage of it is most of the actual rebuttal to Trump or criticism of Trump is about his manner.
Mm.
And it's kind of become a petty kind of level of critique.
Mm.
Mind you, we'll probably touch on that in a bit.
Because it's actually like, why can't we go back to, you know, the Bush era when he did horrible shit, but at least he had a pretty bad manner as well. But
comparatively. Yeah. What's the next clip that we
have? The next clip comes from everyone's favourite right-wing broadcaster, Fox News. They had a slightly different spin on it, although you can tell they are getting a bit, so I think, just sick of relentlessly defending Trump.
Yeah, I think it must become difficult past a certain point.
Especially when he's just like contradicting himself and obviously lying.
It's very difficult.
So their spin with this was really, how are voters reacting to this? And they claim to have gotten some pollster in to give comment on that.
Yes, they did.
All right, President Trump laying out his agenda to a divided Congress last night. The president calling on members to choose greatness instead of gridlock during his second State of the Union address. But did his message resonate with voters, the general public? Pollster and president of Maslansky and Partners, Lee Carter's here, to put the president's speech to the dial test and see what they thought in real time. Welcome, Lee. Great to see you again.
Great to be here.
We're almost ready for election season. The first stop you want me to make is when he addressed women in the workplace. So let's listen.
We have more women in the workforce than ever before. Don't sit yet, you're gonna like this. And exactly one century after Congress passed the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote, we also have more women serving in Congress than at any time before.
There you go. The grades?
Off the charts. Republicans gave an A+, independents an A. Even Democrats gave it a B-. You saw that the Democrat women were up on their, you know, up on their feet applauding this. It was unbelievable what he did in that moment. He got everybody together, everybody excited. It was energizing and memorable.
Well, they did kind of say, hey, they were saying, I got the job because I'm in Congress now for
the
election.
That's their response, but that he was... hit on every key point.
And I think they chanted USA after that.
They did.
So the time in which the president wanted the theme to be coming together.
So yes, that was Fox News leading in with their analysis on the State of the Union with Trump talking about women in the workforce.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the coverage as well kind of tried to emphasize this point, and I think fair enough from what I have seen of the 82-minute long address, that he attempted this kind of presentation to be bipartisan in terms of touching upon points that both Democrats and Republicans could agree on, for example, the woman in the workplace. However, other coverage from places such as New York Times points out that there's some slight factual fragility in a lot of the comments or the points that he hit on, according to Fox News. The number of women in the workforce reached a new high in December, however, it did decline in January, but that was all due to population growth in terms of how many people there were actually in the workforce. Proportionately, though, the percentage of American women with jobs had peaked in 2000 at 58%. As of now, it's only 55.2%.
I still think it is sort of telling in a strange way, though, that they still did emphasize that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
And you do see how the Republicans and the right in general are quite savvy now at sort of co-opting these identity-based struggles.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking the right language, but then, you know, not doing
exactly. Like, even on Fox News and on Breitbart, there was coverage and there was, like, the Breitbart fact checker, the Fox News fact checker. And so it's this kind of thing of, like, they're playing the game incredibly like to how someone like the New York Times, which is generally considered to be more left or bipartisan, which seems to be everyone's favorite term at the moment, media is presenting it. There were other kind of claims as well that kind of both parties would have liked to have heard, which were brought up, however, were factually incorrect about the economy. But yeah, there's just the coverage of it as well. As we noted before, it seems to be kind of leveling its criticism at a kind of petty level. But also that's kind of reflected in how the kind of headlines were created, kind of sensationalizing, like highlighting Nancy Pelosi's behavior. Even The Guardian says, uses terms like accuses and attacks, which although may have been accurate as to what he did in the speech, really weren't used in balance the actual content of his speech.
No.
Which is perhaps something that should be looked at. But I think that's just a general media thing now. We were noting this the other day, that the headlines of stories obviously are meant to grab you, but perhaps they're doing a little too much to make those grabbing.
But Trump, whatever you think of him, he does at least know how to play the media.
Oh, very well. So perhaps one of the best that's ever
best
done
to ever
it.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah, which is scary, but true.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.